While we try to create and live a plan for our lives as best we can, there's a force stronger than we'll ever be who does indeed pilot our lives. God could take us to the heights we deserve, but do it sometimes in ways that take us to places that we would certainly never volunteer to go. Our next guest was living her life with her plans and challenges when God's plan took over one day. This part of his plan called on her to confront a killer. Now, what happened over those hours became a lesson of faith, really, for both of them, and a story which brought many other people to a stronger faith as well. She first told her story in her best-selling book, Unlikely Angel, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. It's now become a film called Captive, which will be in theaters September 18th. We say good morning to Ashley Smith. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
And let me give you the website for the movie. It's CaptiveTheMovie.com. Check out just more of the backstory, certainly more than we'll have, unfortunately, time to talk about here. But it is one of those life lesson movies. And for those who think that Hollywood has a cold heart, having seen an advanced preview of Captive actually does bring about the issue of faith and reality, pain and healing. And certainly, Ashley, with what you had to confront, and just a real fast background for you listening, this involves a gentleman, Brian Nichols, who was up on rape charges, and he made his escape from the court. Defendant in the rape trial, he killed the judge, sheriff's deputy, court reporter, wound up getting a vehicle from an ICE agent after killing him, and that's when you came across him, Ashley. How did that happen, and really became all upon, really hinged all upon you needing a pack of smokes, and everything took a, well, let's use my understatement for the morning, unplanned turn from there, didn't it?
Yes, it sure did. I had just gone out to get a pack of cigarettes, and when I came back, Brian Nichols was in his truck there waiting on me. When I got out of my car, he followed me to my door, and I unlocked my door, and it was there that he pointed a gun at me and took me hostage. He took me into the house, and I was held hostage for about 7 hours. And up until that point, I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was young, but when I was a teenager, I began to chase the ways of the world and had gotten addicted to drugs, and a lot of different things had happened, tragedies in my life, the loss of my husband, and lost custody of my child as a result of drug addiction. So I was trying to find my way back to the Lord by reading The Purpose-Driven Life, and felt like I was on my path, on the way, well on my path to do that. But when Brian Nichols held me hostage, took me into my apartment, you know, I really thought that I was going to die. And the only thing that I knew to do was to reach out to God. There's a big turning point in my life, and it shows it out in the movie. But Brian Nichols asked me if I had drugs in my apartment that night, and of course I did. I was battling addiction and failing at times, but trying to find strength to get over it. And I had done drugs the day before and just had some left over from the night before. So I gave them to Brian Nichols, and he asked me couple different times if I wanted to use them with it, and if I wanted to use it with him. And it was almost like God was asking me that question himself, saying, you know, do you want to keep doing this, or do you want to change your life? Because if you say no right now, I'll change your life. But if you do these drugs with him, then you're gonna come home. You're gonna die tonight. And thankfully, by the grace of God, I said no, and I haven't touched drugs since the day before Brian Nichols came into my life. I really feel like that's when God began to take control of my life, and he began to just lead me through the next 7 hours and got me out of there unharmed. And, you know, Brian Nichols could have done anything in the world to me. And quite honestly, I was prepared for that. I was prepared to be raped, beaten, and all of that. But thank God that's not what happened. I made it out of there alive the next morning, and have been able to tell my story since then.
Which is indeed what you see in the film Captive, opening on September 18th. And if you want to get an advanced cluing in, a reminder of the story, Ashley's book, Unlikely Angel, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero, CaptiveTheMovie.com, and we're talking with Ashley Smith here on Issues and Ideas. Now, certainly as everything was unfolding over those 7 hours with Nichols, the panic, it seems like your panic became a sense of reason, certainly as the Word of God teaches us. When we have faith in His Word, we're supposed to project that love and goodwill to others, which, you know, looking at your story in hindsight, you did as well. It seemed like at things he was saying to you, he was looking for something to hang on to. He did not want to go any further over the edge than he had already gone. Certainly, you know, he can't get much more worse than murder, but he could have easily done unspeakable evils to you, taken all of his weapons, taken the drugs, and gone out and done more evil into the world.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, when I chose not to do the drugs, I gave God my brokenness. I was serious right then and there. Whether I had 50 years to live or whether I had 5 more minutes to live, I meant I was going to live for God. And I really honestly believe that when I made that choice that God gave me the eyes of him. He gave me Jesus's eyes to look at Brian Nichols, and he gave me the heart of God to treat Brian Nichols the way that he should be treated in God's eyes. And, you know, he made a lot of bad mistakes. He brutally murdered 4 people. And you know what? I understand that. I understand having your husband brutally murdered and or a family member taken from you, because I went through that in my own self. But I was just looking at him through the eyes of God, and into God, Brian Nichols is just a sinner saved by God's grace, the same way I am and every other person walking this earth is. I did what I had to do to stay alive and to make it out of there alive, and I'm just grateful that God gave me the opportunity and that God gave me the protection to get out of there safe.
I've talked with so many authors over the years doing the show that have released their works into the film or TV, and normally it's, okay, it's out of my control now, and what they do to it is what they do to it. Were there any concerns when Paramount took your film, took your book to make into a film, whether or not they were going to stay true to the spirit of the story and keep it as faith-based? And how do you, I mean, not to obviously tip off anything with the film, because I certainly want people to see it, because in addition to reading your book, seeing the film version of your story will, I think, add to the impact of your story. But by and large, how true did Paramount stay to what your hopes were?
Well, you know, my family prayed over this film for a long, long time. I mean, this started 10 years ago where people were interested in doing the film immediately after this happened. My family just kept praying, Lord, we don't even want it done if it's not going to be done the right way. If Hollywood's going to take it, make it something that it's not, if they're going to leave the God part out of it, we just didn't want it done. It was better off not done. The only reason that I wanted the film done was to help people see that God can change your life and there's nothing you could do to make him not love you. And I acquired some really good friends in the producer and the director, and as soon as I met them, I knew their heart, and their heart was full of passion. It's just been amazing to see how much passion and how much God has been put into this film, from the director to the producer to some of the actors. Everyone is just all about letting people see this redemptive story and the redemptive power of God. And so Paramount, we all did such a wonderful job in making this about a redemption story and exactly what it was. I would absolutely change nothing about the film. They did a fantastic job in everything that they did. They added a couple of scenes in there, but I wasn't cool with that at first. I was like, yeah, I want everything to kind of be true. But as I continued to watch it and to be objective about it, I realized that these added scenes told the exact emotion that I was feeling in that moment in time. And if they weren't added, then people wouldn't understand exactly how I was feeling. And so I began to love every bit of it. And I just think it's such a powerful way, and especially reaching people that aren't Christians. You know, I had somebody from Paramount that works there that told me, you know what? I'm not even a Christian, and this movie made me cry. And that's what this is about. This is about letting people see the power of God in a non-threatening way. Because that's it. You know, I wasn't perfect. As a matter of fact, I was on the opposite end of perfect at that moment in my life. But I knew that I wanted to get back to God. And it was just a miracle that God came in to save me.
Got about 30 seconds or so left here, Ashley. We're talking with Ashley Smith, who is... Your book title, Unlikely Angel, the Untold Story of an Atlanta Hostage Hero, now being made and released in September 18th as the film Captive, CaptiveTheMovie.com. People who are listening right now, someone's listening right now, feels like, I want to be in control of my life. Is that a mistake they make, as opposed to giving control of their life over to God, to God's word and the lessons, the foundation that he provides? Because going it alone is, sure, it's certainly an option, free will being everything, you know, one of the gifts that he gave us. But to go it alone, especially in challenging times, how much is someone missing without faith?
I think they're really missing the whole point of their life, really. I did it for a long time by myself and wanted to take the reins from God back and forth, and And every time I took the reins, my life became a mess. It became a wreck. And any time I handed the reins back to the Lord, and especially for the last 2 years, He has showed me that He is in complete control, and that His control is, it made my life into a beautiful mess, actually. It made my life have purpose. So today I'm just a happy mother of three and a wife, and just doing what God's called me to do, as opposed to searching and searching and searching for my purpose in life. Now I know it.
The movie is Captive. Will be in theaters September 18th from Paramount Pictures. Ashley's book, Unlikely Angel, The Untold Story of the Atlanta Hostage Hero. Website for the movie is CaptiveTheMovie.com. And Ashley, where so many could have, would have gone sensationalizing their story and use it as a moneymaker, you stay true to the faith that you possess, even with your downtime on faith. It never left you, from what I'm sensing in the way that you reacted with when confronting what you were confronted with, and your path and your walk, which never ends, as we both know, is something that, right, I think so many people are going to be inspired from, be strengthened by, and help those who are weak in faith strengthen theirs, and who are seeking their faith find theirs through your book as well as a movie. And you do it with quality and honesty and with heart, and there's no way anyone could ever be critical of that. So congratulations for doing that the way you give of yourself, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.